Those of you that read my blog, you've probably seen this more than three times. I try to be very honest when I write. I'm just an honest guy when it comes to religion and spirituality. And my thing that I've put on there numerous times, and sometimes I get a question about it, is that I struggle with church. And I've struggled with church for a long time. And so it's been my prayer for a long time to say, God, why do I struggle with church? What are we missing? What am I missing? Am I not receiving what I should receive? What is the issue? And so as I've been praying for this a long time, I think God has started to answer my question. And he did it by me reading scriptures and finding scriptures. And what I always try to do is take things that I read in the Bible and make it as practical as possible to us today, because I know that God speaks to us today. No matter where we're coming from, no matter what's going on in our life, if we're able to grasp the reality of God and know that He speaks to us individually and as a body, as a church, then we can realize some amazing things. I'm gonna make a bold statement right off the bat. And I want to kind of outline the sermon with these issues I think that we all need to face with church today. Sin makes people independent. In other words, without God and without my need for spirituality, I don't need other people. I can go do my own thing and be just fine. This has a lot to do with what I preached on Easter. The devil or the Satan has put in our hearts, you don't need God. God's irrelevant to your happiness and to what you want. That's written on our hard drives. It was corruption. It's called sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they hid from God. They wanted to break their relationship with spirituality. They went off and hid. Now, here's the good news. Salvation makes us interdependent. In other words, once we bring God's Spirit back into our life because we've repented and we've asked God to come in and show us a better way, then we need each other to walk this path. And I believe churches fail, and we're going to talk about what that means, fail, because there's too much independence. Independence. People don't need to be part of a body of church. And it has to do with sin. It's because, yeah, I'm good without that. And what they don't realize is that's actually a trick from Satan to get us not to come together, because when we come together and we're all trying to seek God and receive His message as a whole, that's where the power is, and that's where churches can change our world. You and I are placed in this body for a reason. You notice our new banner out there. Now, there was a measurement problem. It's not stretched the way it should be yet. But there's something very, very unique and wonderful and a little spooky going on at 800 North Main, Edwardsville, Illinois. Two bodies, and when I talk about bodies, I'm talking about churches, spiritual bodies, have come together. And we're meeting together in one family. And I'm not sure, and Jackie's not sure, what's going on yet. But that's okay. Here's what I want to tell you. God has put us here for a reason. It's up to us through prayer and through uplifting one another spiritually, being in the Bible, to find out what our divine purpose is. You are here. I don't care who you are. There's a reason why God brought you here. Maybe it's because if you're young like I was, some of the younger people here, it's because your mom drug you here. That's not true, though, is it, Kylie? You wanted to be here. That's right. That's because you're a wonderful person and a wonderful golfer. When God speaks to us, we miss it so many times because it's usually subtle. Oh, sometimes he'll whop you up the side of the head, but usually it's subtle. Somebody may invite you. You may have a chance meeting. Whatever came up, say, you know, I'm going to go. There is a spiritual reason for you being here. So the key is, what can I do to grasp that spiritual reason? What can I do to absorb what God wants us to do? Well, it's all about this body. The problem with many churches today is too many people don't realize that they are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And Jesus speaks a lot about this in the Bible. He says that there are many parts to a body. Every part is vital to accomplishing work. Let me give you an example. I have a heel. You all have heels out there. Not all of us. Stan, you do not have a heel. Most of us here have a heel. Now, heels, when you think about that, what purpose could that solve? Well, let me tell you something. On my left heel, I have a little blister smaller than the size of a dime. It's not functioning correctly, so it hurts for me to do certain things. Part of my body is not working together as the whole. And if you get real ill, it severely affects what you can do and what you can accomplish. And Jesus talks about this. God creates the body, and that's why you or I are here. And God is at the head of the church, and He is to direct the body just like our mind. And the reason we come together as a body is so we can learn to love with one another within this family first and get healthy and strengthen our spirits. We help each other do that so that we as a body can come together and go out into the broken world and love the broken world. And there's many ways that the world needs to be loved. It may be feeding people. It may be helping people. It may be giving people a ride. There's so many ways we can love. But the body must be strong to be able to do that. And so I believe churches have become ineffective because they've become ill. They can't work effectively because they are still trying to be very independent rather than interdependent on one another. Let me take you to our scripture today. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians where Paul's talking to the new church and he's telling us about this in chapter 12. He says, and this says so much, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ." He's one body. "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, whether Emmanuel Methodist or Praise Community Fellowship, whether Baptist or Catholic, whether Presbyterian, it doesn't matter. We are part of one body." You didn't see that up in the scripture. I ad-libbed a little bit. "For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the body were an eye, where would be the hearing? Or if the whole would be hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased." What that says is God has put you in this body for a reason. In this body. This spiritual body, this spiritual family. "And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, and that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another." That's called love. Love is when you make the health, the happiness, the success, and well-being of the other person more important or as important as your own health, well-being, success, and happiness. And if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. Here's the issue. It's all about relationships. I was talking to my mom yesterday. We were both members of the big church across the street for 50 plus years. My mom still goes to the circle meetings there. She's part of this spiritual body, but she meets with the circle. Why? Relationships. She had built relationships with them women for years. She doesn't want to be separated. Now let me go back to the first part of my sermon. Sin separates us. It makes us independent. When you're independent and you don't have relationships within a spiritual body, there's nothing really to bring you there except, well, I feel okay today. I think I'll go. It's raining. I don't think I'll go. No, when there is a relationship and there's a close-tied relationship and you love the people that you're worshiping with, it stimulates us to become a strong body and we lift one another up because this body, and I want you to picture this, this church is like a man. We are Jesus' feet, his hands, his eyes, his mouth, his legs. This church and the church over there, the same thing. Every church should have Jesus Christ as their head. That's what the Bible says. In other words, Jackie's not the leader of this church. I'm not the leader of this church. The board's not the leader of this church. Jesus Christ is the leader of this church. And when we come to him and we worship together and we allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us and we build relationships, the church body gets strong. And when the body's strong, we can accomplish great things, not of our own doing, but what Jesus wants us to do within the community where he has put us. When I look out my window, once in a while my eyes notice that my grass is too tall. And it tells, my mind takes that information and says, Ken, it's time for you to get out there and mow the lawn. Now, my eyes cannot go out and mow that lawn. My brain can't go out by itself and mow that lawn. My feet can't go mow that lawn. My legs by itself cannot go mow the lawn. My arms cannot go mow the lawn. My hands cannot go mow the lawn. It takes my entire body, a healthy body, to be able to receive the message and go out and complete the task. There's been times when I've had the flu or I've thrown my back out. My eye sees the lawn needs to be mowed. My brain knows the lawn needs to be mowed. I know, but I can't do it at the time. Why? Because we're ill. We're not a healthy body. That is why relationships with one another, learning to love one another, lift one another up, coming to praying, being together is so vital. And that is what's happening to churches today. We've become independent. We don't need the body. And the main reason is, I believe, is the relationships have not grown strong enough. And therefore, when we say we're going to do something, it's hard to accomplish because sometimes all we have is eyes or a brain or one hand or one foot. We need the whole body. The bottom line is, you, every one of you here that hear my voice, are important to the body of Christ and making something happen. My last sermon here, I showed a video of these people all over the world, all different cultures, all different languages, playing all different types of instruments, but they were listening to one track. And it allowed them all to put their artistic ability and create this beautiful song. They were tied to the vine. This church body, as long as we stay tied to Christ, but then develop the relationships, the love, caring relationships, there is nothing we can't do. There is a divine purpose for this church. The saddest thing in the world is when churches do their thing Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, year after year after year, and they never discover their divine purpose. That is sad. That's a sin. How do we do it? We have to come together more. We have to pray more. The boards need to pray. Jackie and I pray. We are seeking God's guidance for this very unique happening right here in this church. God is doing something special here. So I'm going to tell you that your voice, I don't care if you're 5 years old or 105 years old, your voice is important to this body. God speaks to you. It's not just me and Jackie. God has already put some wonderful ideas in people's heads. But we need to come together more and pray about those ideas and get the whole body involved. One of the things that I would like to see happen here is what I call a possibility dinner. It's where we cater in roast beef, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, pies, stuff. Lots of really good stuff. And we come together and we meet because we build the relationships. We learn to love each other more. And the only way that will happen is when we're together more. And we talk about the possibilities. What is God saying to you? And you bring that up and we all talk about it. And we say, there is more than just coming here and listening to music and listening to Jackie or I. This is important. We're to come together. We're to worship God. We're to thank Him. But there's so much more. Within this body right now, I'm going to throw some things out. I want God just to touch your heart in the way He wants to touch. We have a young mother and daughter that's been showing up single. They were in a pretty bad car accident recently. It's Alexis Thorpe and her daughter Audrey and her father were involved in this pretty severe accident. They're not here today because they didn't have a ride to church. I get here super early or I'd have picked them up. It was my fault. I didn't put the word out. I didn't really have time. But a loving body, she is out of work. Her arm is broken. She can't drive. There's doctor appointments coming up. I'm going to help. But I'm letting you know there is someone within this body that needs help right now. Her dad has got to have serious open heart surgery. Let me tell you this story. So I get called out to the hospital. I get there that night. Okay, they're all going to be fine. But here's what they discovered. He totaled his truck, but if it wasn't for that accident, you want to see how God works? He had an aortic aneurysm he didn't know anything about. But because of that accident, they scanned him and they found it, and now Monday or Tuesday, he's going in to have that repaired. He was a walking dead man. He would not be here within a month if it wasn't for that accident. Sometimes God slaps you up the side of the head. A good news is Jack Butler, we found that he's had his cancer operation. He's evidently going to be fine. They got it out. He's going to be good. Praise the Lord. Stan's here. Stan, double amputee. He lives alone down in Pontoon Beach. He has needs. This body can be part. We need to learn to love one another. Help one another. Step in. We build the relationship, and when this body is strong, then we can go out and stand back, because God is going to have something amazing. Lori Rogers, where's Lori? One of our singers, right back there. Lori, her husband, severe, he's disabled due to back and spinal problems. We need to lift her up in prayer. Anybody else have needs, prayer needs, that the body needs to be aware of? Doug Bamey, who got severely burned. We lift him up, that God will be with him and his family. We need to lift up Connor, Lee and Mary's grandson, who, has he had his surgery yet?
Yes, he has.
And Ann?
And
so we need to keep lifting up Connor, and that'll be on the website. Severe brain trauma, just terrible thing. Any other prayer needs? Let's pray together. Let's have the Father, we come here individually and yet part of this body. Awaken our spirits and our souls to know what our part is. Maybe I'm just a big toe. Maybe I'm an ear, maybe I'm an eye, maybe I'm the brain. God, just let us know. Let me be bold in my spiritual journey so I can learn to love the people that are here. Let me be bold in my spiritual journey so that I can be a part of the change, or as Jesus taught us, that we can become part of the light of this world, the salt of the world. Let me become bold in this journey and make love my priority. Jesus taught his disciples, he said, how will we know that you're part of this Jesus movie? He says, you will know them by their love for one another. Their love for one another. So Father, I ask you now to just fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit. Remind us that we are all important to the body of Christ. And for some reason, you've put this whole motley crew together to do something magnificent. Father, help us to discover our divine destiny. Let us know what to do in your world. But let us begin within our own family to lift one another up, to love one another. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.